Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
We welcome back on the Stock Market Story, my pal John Najarian, co-founder of Market Rebellion. John, I apologize. Some technical snafus. We can only have one caller at a time. It's very primitive. We may get it fixed or we may not, but you're nice to go along. So, John, you missed this great discussion. Jim Muriel came close to saying to me that my model that profits are the mother's milk of stocks could be right. Usually, this is a 15-year argument. Could be a 20-year argument. He's into interest rates. I'm not out of interest rates, but I think profits. And we were citing Ed Yardeni's work. And, you know, Ed basically has profits rising 8 to 10% for the next 2 years, which would – this is for the S&P 500, which would give you about a 20 times price earnings multiple, which it's not cheap, but it's not that expensive either. So I just wonder what you were thinking about the profit story.
Well, I've always agreed with you, and I suspect Jim has too, that they are the mother's milk. I think you've got to have a situation. We've got a lot of stocks, for instance, right now, Larry. You know, it's not just Palo Alto Networks. It's not just some of the other either cloud or perhaps internet security and so forth. Things that you know would be very, very popular. But that they're crashing because the profits are not there or the profits are down substantially. And every week we see one of these, a disaster du jour, where the stock drops 25, 28%. You see some wonderful, very positive news. I'm not a negative Nelly, but you see something like Viking Therapeutics. We know America's very obese and they have a phase two trial that was very successful for their obesity treatment that I'll say is somewhat similar to Ozempic in what it hopes to accomplish, but it's not even in the market yet. But that stock jumps 100% in a single day. It's all about how much money can you make. And if you're growing, you're going to need to borrow money. And so the cost of funds does make a huge difference. If you're Apple, cost of funds doesn't really affect you because you're just doing an arbitrage, as you and I know, Larry, where Apple makes hundreds of billions of dollars and then borrows anyway. Why? Because back in the day, you know, 2 and 3 years ago, it was so darn cheap for them to borrow. Are they borrowing at that same level now? No. And so that's an indication that that Jim's point about interest rates is well-founded. I think overall things will be fine, but I do think that you need to see the profits or you're not going to see the market continue to climb, especially at 22, 24 times earnings.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This is Greg Kelly. To my friends in the construction business, if you've been injured on the job, make just one call to the Construction Accident Lawyers at the law offices of Darren T. Moore. With hundreds of five-star reviews, they fight for more justice for every client and have secured millions of dollars in compensation for New York construction workers. Call 888-444-ATTY. That's 888-444-2889 for a free consultation. More diligence, more persistence, and more justice. Prior results don't guarantee similar outcomes.
If these, particularly the techie-related companies in whatever manifestation, if these profitless companies get smashed, you know, or go bankrupt, I mean, that may be a good thing. Would that allow us to avoid the kind of tech crash that we had back in the year 2000?
Sure it would. Sure it would, because right now, of course, everybody is hoping to cash in a little on or a lot on the AI craze. And so artificial intelligence, not going away. It's here to stay. People are going to be using it. And companies like Micron that are all about memory and so forth. Companies like Supermicro Computer, SMCI, those companies I think, in fact, Supermicro just is getting added to the S&P 500 because it's up 20x in the last 2 years, 20 times higher in the last 2 years. And that's because they make the rack systems, they make the servers, they do a lot of the things that you need, the picks and shovels that you and I always love to cite are the same things from the 1849 in California with picks and shovels to the tech equivalent of that today.
My best years, middle of the 19th century. I love that stuff. How about some of these commodities, crude oil and copper, gold? Gold went up 2.5% last week, I think, some such thing. Gold, silver, crude. What do you make of that, Mr. Najarian?
I would say that the move of crude back above 78 has come without too much fanfare. And, of course, only people who are either long crude or servicing that industry in one way or another are enthused about that because that means higher costs for everything. And, again, you and I talk about that all the time. Delivered by ships, that's diesel or fuel oil. Delivered by airplanes, Jet A. Delivered by trucks. You know, yes, there are some electric trucks, EVs, but there's an awful lot more diesel and gasoline-powered vehicles delivering things. All of a sudden, we've moved very quickly to 78, and they've tried to brush that under the rug. And sooner or later, they're going to have to say, yeah, this is really crimping airlines and profitability. It's really crimping a lot of the delivery companies and even some of the biggest, like Amazon and so forth, IKEA, all the big companies that rely on things being delivered from Asia to here.
Yeah, gasoline at the pump, AAA, it's creeping up. It's creeping up. Instead of heading below 3, it's actually up to 3.25, 3.27, you know, based on the wholesale price of oil in the open market. Anyway, John Najarian, co-founder of Market Rebellion, we appreciate it, John. Next time, we'll be able to have both of you on at the same time.
And all right. I'll see you in New York soon, Larry.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Good luck. Appreciate it. Folks, stick around. I'm Kudlow. We're going to go money and politics. We think we can do Liz Peek and Steve Moore. Maybe. If we can't, we'll just do them separately. Whatever. I'm Kudlow. We're having great fun here.